Greetings, greetings, Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Welcome to a show of scripture readings. Today's scripture readings will be taken from the book of Job, the book of Psalms, chapter 22, and the book of Amos in this first part of the podcast. I invite you to read along with me. All readings are from the NIV. Hear the word of the Lord. Then Job replied, "Even today my complaint is bitter." His hand is heavy in spite of my groaning. If only I knew where to find him, if only I could go to his dwelling, I would state my case before him and fill my mouth with argument. I would find out what he would answer me and consider what he would say. Would he oppose me with great power? No, he would not press charges against me. There is an upright man could present his case before him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. But if I go to the east, he is not there. If I go to the west, I do not find him. When he is at work in the north, I do not see him. When he turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of him. And moving to verse 16 through 17. God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. Yet I am not silenced by the darkness, by the thick darkness that covers my face. And now, Psalms 22, verses 1 through 15. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh, my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer by night. And am not silent. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In you, our fathers put their trust, and they trust, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. And in you they trusted and were not disappointed. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their head. He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast upon you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions tearing their prey open their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is turned to wax. It has melted away within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of the earth. And now, moving to the book of Amos, chapter 5, beginning with verses 6 and 7, then moving to verses 10 through 15. Seek the Lord and live, or he will sweep through the house of Joseph like a fire it will devour. And Bethel will have no one to quench it. You who turn justice into bitterness and cast righteousness to the ground. You hate the one who reproves in court and despise him who tells the truth. You trample on the door and force him to give you grain. Therefore, though you have built stone mansions, you will not live in them. Though you have planted lush vineyards, you will not drink their wine. For I know how many are your offenses and how great your sins. And upon you oppress the righteous and take bribes, and you deprive the poor of justice in the courts. Therefore, the prudent man keeps quiet in such times, for the times are evil. Seek good, not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you, just as you say he is. Hate evil, love good. Maintain justice in the courts. Perhaps the Lord God Almighty will have mercy on the remnant of Joseph. Now we will listen to a song entitled Expository Song from Psalm 22 by Daniel J. Mont.
Wounds which mother chosen one sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross.
Behold the man upon the cross. My sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. In Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain? Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom.
Your wounds have paid my ransom.
In the second part of the podcast today, the readings will be taken from Psalms 90, the book of Hebrews, and the Gospel of Mark, respectively. Beginning with Psalm 90, verses 12 through 17. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. And now, from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And the final reading will come from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 17 through 31. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these have done since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God?" The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With this man is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Peter said to him, "We have left everything to follow you." "I tell you the truth," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." The word of the Lord. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, we approach the throne of grace with confidence that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled Psalms 90 From Everlasting by Jason Silver.
From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. From everlasting to everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. From everlasting to everlasting. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, for you had formed the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. From everlasting to everlasting, you turn us back to dust and say, turn back, you mortals. For 1,000 years in your sight, they are like yesterday. You sweep them off, they're like a dream, like grass in the morning. In the morning the grass is renewed, it withers in the night. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. From everlasting to everlasting, turn, O Lord, how long? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us, Lord, in the morning with your steadfast love, so that we may rejoice and be glad always. Make us glad, O Lord, for as many days as you afflicted us. Let your work be seen, show your work, Lord, to your servants, and your glorious, glorious power to their children, Lord. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and prosper for us, and Lord, prosper for us the work of our hands. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. From everlasting to everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. From everlasting to everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. From everlasting to everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. From everlasting to everlasting.
Hi, this is Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, inviting all dedicated listeners and new listeners also to tune into godsword.eprn.us on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. for words of inspiration as well. That's godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
What's up, Highlight fans and Highlight Channel viewers? It's Tanara Davis, aka Jetta, from Magic City Highlight. Hey guys, stay in tune to Magic City Highlight and also tune into weekly head-to-head recaps on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network Sports and Stuff Podcast. Right now, if you signed up to be a listener member of EPRN, you could be one of 200 lucky winners of the Magic City Highlight EarPods giveaway. So if you wanted to be one of the lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.uts. It's free to join and to enter, so do it. So take it from me, the only NFL Super Bowl champion in the world of highlight, go to earpods.eprn.us and get those EarPods.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.